for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2016 Annual Ladies Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday evening, February the 20th, 2016. Deborah Vales is the speaker of the evening, teaching on Defeating the Enemy.
Thank you, Ms. Deborah. Everything that he has and he is doing for his people. And I just, again, I love the Lord so much, and I just thank God just to see when God's people get blessed. And what I love about it, when God has something for you, you push past all the resistance. And sometimes we have to do that. We have to push past everything that the enemy will try to put in our way or whatever situation to get to God. You know, the woman with the issue of blood, that's what she did. She was out in the public. She shouldn't have been there by all the laws and everything that was set up. But she heard about a man. And she heard about all the miracles. And it had been 12 years that she had been ill. And she spent all her money. But she said, I'm going to push past. Because I got to get my healing. Yes. Come on, somebody. Yes. When you know that you need something from God, you won't stop. She was tenacious. She said, and I don't even have to get to his face. He doesn't have to lay his hands on me if I can just touch the hem of his garment. And you know, that's why the anointing is so important. And a lot of times when people see the anointing, they come and they go after it because they know, I need Jesus. And that's what she was saying. I need Jesus. And I believe the sisters, we need Jesus. All of us. We need the Lord. Amen. And when you do that, you will not be disappointed. So it's my prayer that when we leave here on tomorrow, we go home another way. We go home strengthened, encouraged, built up, edified, lifted up. Amen, and ready to go a little further and share Jesus with somebody else. Give the Lord a hand and praise. I thank God for Brother Merle and Sister Barbara. And Father, we just pray strength for Merle and Barbara as they leave in the morning. I pray, God, that you strengthen them. And Father, that you just give them safe traveling mercies over the airwaves. We thank you for them. We thank you for everything that you're doing for them. We thank you for protecting their home. We thank you, Father, that God, that you have angels encamped around about them and their home and everything that pertains to them. We ask, God, that you continue to bless and continue to minister in a special way. We thank you for your touch. We thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Be with them and just see them safely home. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for your word. We ask, God, that you have your way tonight. And Lord God, that you just minister to your people in a special way. We give it to you now. We just thank you for everything you've done and all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I want to just talk about defeating the enemy through prayer and spiritual warfare. You know, this morning we talked about walking in freedom, and God wants to equip us to effectively pray, and at times when we need to war, to effectively war. I think Paul was talking about that we need to war a good warfare, and as soldiers, God equips us to effectively fight. I remember when I was in the military and went through training, basic training, and you know they teach you all you need to know to be able to go, if necessary, to war to fight. That's what they prepare you for the day you get in, almost the day you get out. You're mission minded. And you have to have a sharp attention to detail, and you have to really be disciplined. And if you don't have discipline, when you go in the military, when you come out with a lot of discipline. Sometimes. Some people do, some people don't. I did learn a lot of things while I was in the military. Although I was blessed, I didn't have to stay in very long, and I thank God for that. Amen. But I do thank the Lord for what we learned. But in thinking about God and defeating the enemy through prayer and spiritual warfare, we know we're living in an hour where we must know how to fight in the Spirit. Because the scripture says that our fight is not with flesh and blood. I'm going to read the scripture in just a moment. In order to fight effectively, we have to walk in the Spirit. Okay, that's really where our freedom is. Our freedom is in the Holy Ghost. And when we learn that, and we learn to stay up instead of getting down in what we're familiar with, because when we get in familiarity and we get in flesh, we get in trouble. So we have to learn to walk in the Spirit. And in that, we won't fulfill the lusts, the dictates, and appetites of the flesh. So we must recognize the weapons that the enemy is using against us. Their weapons, and I'm going to just give you 13 points and just 13 things that the Lord kind of clued me in on that we need to be aware of and how to counteract these things that come at us. Okay? According to 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5, the Bible says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." I don't have time to talk about the mind, but our minds can really get away from us if we allow it. So we have to make sure that we garrison our mind and keep our mind to where we don't get into an area flesh-wise where we don't need to be. And that could be doubt, unbelief, fear, all of these things, okay? The weapons that the enemy uses are weapons that appeal to the lower nature. Jesus died so that we might walk in newness of life.
Amen.
Okay? He died that we might walk in the nature of God, because now, because of Jesus, we can walk as God. In this sense, He takes our filthy righteousness and gives us His righteousness.
Amen.
All right? Because our righteousness is filthy rags. All right? So when we come to Christ, God restores us back so that we can have complete union and fellowship with Him through the Spirit of God. Okay? Okay. As citizens in God's kingdom, we have a right to walk as kingdom children. We must see ourselves as God sees us and get rid of everything that would hinder our walk with God. One of the things I'm finding out that my view a lot of times, even about myself, is not a good view. So I have to learn from the Word of God and what God says about me, who I really am. In other words, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ.
Amen.
I'm an overcomer.
Amen.
I'm victorious in the Lord. Come on. Amen. You got to change your way of thinking, praise the Lord, in order to walk in victory, in order to avoid walking in defeat, See yourself as God sees you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Now, I'm going to give you 13, there's 13 points I want to talk about, things that the enemy uses or attempts to use against us. And then I'm going to give you the counterattack. Okay? Number one is accusation. That's the act of attributing blame and wrongdoing. The enemy uses this weapon to disturb our peace. He uses it to undermine purpose, and he attempts to destroy our faith in God. The enemy is, as we know, the accuser of the brethren. But the counterattack to accusation is to ask God to vindicate you in the name of Jesus. So when accusations come, you don't have to fight. You don't have to go get your boxing gloves, you know, and get in the ring. Take it to God. Okay? Ask him to vindicate you. Decree and declare that no weapon formed against you will prosper, and that every tongue that rises will be silenced in the name of the Lord. That includes to come against falsehood, slander, speculation, accusation, misrepresentation, and character assassination. Ask God to prohibit the accuser of the brethren from operating or influencing the soul or mind of anyone who comes into contact with you in reference to accusation. Okay? Declare and decree that your name is associated with integrity, holiness, righteousness, and uprightness. And that the Lord will vindicate you in due season. You see, sometimes things will come at you and you may not understand why. But you don't have to necessarily fight back. Allow the Lord to fight your battle.
Amen.
Maintain this posture from James 4 and 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Number 2, betrayal. This is a powerful weapon that robs us of trust in something or someone, rather, through the violation of covenant. And we know that Jesus went through that just before he went to the cross. Judas Iscariot betrayed him, which he knew he was going to. Now, if if I knew that I had a group of people and one person was going to betray me, I don't know if I really would want that person close to me. Come on now, let's be real about it. But Jesus knew from the beginning when he was chosen what he was going to do, but yet he took him in. He loved him. He did everything that he could do to show him, I love you and you can still make it. And one of the things about Judas, even after he did what he did, I believe that he could have repented. And he could have got right, but we know he didn't. He did not. He put his trust in the wrong people. Amen. In the wrong arena, if you will. And so we have to be careful as well if we find ourselves in this, or if we find ourselves a victim, if you will, quote unquote, of it, that we do not get on the negative side. Look at what Jesus did. So when something happens to you in the area of prayer, if something comes against you, do what Jesus did. Yes. Choose to forgive. Choose to release. Choose to love. Amen. Okay? And know this, God will never betray you.
Amen.
He'll never betray you. So the counterattack is this, and I'm just going to read this prayer. It says, Father, as you heal me of my heart of disappointment, bitterness, sadness, anger, rage, and pain, I thank you for all of your promises. Help me to believe again and trust again. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember this, beloved. Jesus was betrayed again, but he did not strike back. Amen. He chose to forgive. He had to forgive because, not just because he was the Son of God, but he was our example. And he did not have any sin in him. So when we follow the Lord's example, it'll keep us free. Like we talked about this morning, we can be free. Come on. We can walk free. And we have to not make excuse to stay over on the negative side. Number 3, carnality. This is the appetite of the flesh and the soul. It is the preoccupation of one's appetites, urges, drives, and desires. And carnality is basically his flesh. It's just pleasing yourself. Okay? The counterattack to carnality is to walk in the Spirit. Thereby, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh according to Galatians 5 and 16. We must make a conscious choice that will come out of flesh, mortify it, put it to death, and not allow it to rule our lives.
Amen.
When we remain in carnality, we will not be able to fight against the enemy and be effective. Okay? He thrives on flesh. And this is why when Jesus was in the wilderness, he was tempted in 3 areas. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life. And in each one of them, He counteracted with the word. That's what we're telling you tonight. When you come up against a temptation, a test, a trial, come back with the word. Learn to fight with the word of God. Amen. And stay on the offensive. Praise God. Because you know what? We get on the defensive, that's when we're ready to strike. That's when, you know, anger can come in. And you know, when anger comes, as we have heard, you don't let the sun go down on your wrath. That means you don't hold it. You don't have long to play with it. You just have just a little bit of time. And you have to get rid of it. Come on, you have to dump it. And you know what? If you get upset at 6 o'clock and the sun ain't went down yet, you may only have about 20 minutes. So you don't have long, you know. What we need to do is learn to dump stuff. Just don't keep it. Dump it. Get rid of it. That way, when the sun goes down, you got peace.
Amen.
Come on, somebody, you got peace. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to remember that. I'm going to remember that. Praise God. That I can't stay angry very long. You can't, you know, don't stay in that state very long, because it's not going to prosper you. Even pitying yourself, feeling sorry, all of that can just stir up negative stuff that we just don't need to have to battle. Praise God. Let it go. Release it. Drop it. A lot of times we can't do anything with it anyway. A situation that came up with someone, and they were trying to figure out what was going on, and I told them, look, don't worry about that. You can't change it now anyway. There's nothing you can do. You can't talk to anybody at this hour. Leave it go. Trust God with it. And that's what we have to do a lot of times, especially when we know we can't fix it. Come on. As women, we want to fix everything.
Amen.
Ain't nobody like that, huh? Yeah. It's me, I'm the only one. I'm the only one who wants to fix stuff, right? And we know we can't fix it all the time. But we know who can. His name is Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, where was I at? Okay, I'm still on three. Okay. Listen, we have to make a conscious choice that we will come out of flesh again and mortify, put it to death. Okay, don't let it rule. Yes. Put on Jesus. Amen. Take off flesh. Let be robed in him. Be robed in righteousness, integrity, and excellence. When we remain in carnality, guess what? I told you that. We'll not be able to fight effectively. Okay. I did all that. Okay. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Listen, even though the enemy is a spirit in a sense, he seeks a body. Demons seek a body to operate in. They do. They seek. They cannot really thrive outside of you. You know, they seek to try to oppress you and, you know, depress you. And if you get into possession, you're in trouble. Praise the Lord. But the enemy seeks to come in. He's on the outside. And a lot of times he talks to us and we think he's on the inside and he's not. He don't have the power that we think he has. So we don't want to give him the helm. Don't do that. Because if he takes your car, he will drive you. So we can't let him do that. Amen. We got more power. Amen. The Holy Ghost endues us with power from on high. Power to cast out demons. Come on, the Bible says it. Power to heal the sick. Don't you realize the power you got? The authority you have? Do you use it? Okay, it's quiet. Yeah, we got to learn to use what Jesus has given us. Amen. Okay, number four, compromise. The enemy uses this weapon to cause us to make concessions to things that can be detrimental to us. Taken down when you shouldn't, you know. I think we've done that before in one way, shape, form, or fashion in our lives. We've compromised, given in. You know, well, if you just do this, I'll do that. And what they're asking you to do is wrong, and you know it's wrong. But if you want a friend, sometimes, come on, girlfriend. That's why girls and boys get in trouble, because boys will make promises to girls, and they know they're not going to fulfill it. Come on. You know, get them to compromise their stand, compromise their morals. You know, the world is taken down. But we have to raise our standards high and keep them high. Amen. Compromise will get you into trouble. Amen. It'll get you in trouble. Don't lower your standards for anybody.
Amen.
Married women, single women, don't lower your standards. Keep your standards up. You know, now it's not popular for young men and young women to be pure until they're married. They don't, you know, we're not to have sex outside of marriage. And when you find a young man, a young woman to say, no, I'm not doing that. To the world, that's crazy. But to God, that's holy. It's right. Come on. Amen. And I applaud young men and young women. Amen. Say, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to get into that area because that's going to open a door. The Bible says when you commit fornication, you sin against your body. So what happens is you open a door that causes, that can cause disease, can cause all these things to come into your flesh. Okay? And so we open all kind of doors we shouldn't open. But when we learn to raise a standard, don't compromise.
Amen.
Stand for God. Stand for what's right. Stand for truth. Stand for integrity. Amen. All right. Don't compromise. All right? The counterattack, when you find this going on, bind the spirit of compromise. Amen. And ask God to give you a spirit of conviction and a spirit of excellence and integrity. Okay? Number 5, disobedience. This is a disposition that defies and resists authority. And the refusal or failure to obey a mandate, directive, or a command. Okay? And the Bible talks about disobedience really is as a sin of witchcraft. So we don't want any form of witchcraft in our lives. Okay? No kind of control, manipulation, intimidation. Okay? So we want to walk in obedience. And the Bible talks about one of the things with healing, I believe, that if we learn to obey the commands of God, do what the Word of God tells us to do in the natural and the spiritual, the Bible says, I think over in Exodus, that He won't even put these diseases on us.
Amen.
So if we're fighting physical things, we need to look at the spirit and find out why. Why am I going through this? Did I open a door? Is something going on? I like what Jerry was talking about. Take a look at what's going on. Because a lot of physical things is tied to something spiritual. Something we did wrong somewhere. And if we didn't do it, if something happened in my family line that I need to pray about, that I need to ask God, forgive me. Even if I didn't do it, I'm still guilty. I'll take guilt. Come on. And say, Father, cleanse me. Forgive my family for that. Forgive them for opening doors they shouldn't have opened or whatever the situation is. Why? I want to be healed. Don't take a chance. When in doubt, you cast it out, ask God to forgive you.
Amen.
And don't take a chance. I heard someone say this one time that, you know, even in situations where you may be confronted on something and you're not wrong, take down as if you were. Just be humble enough to say, okay, I'm wrong. Amen, because God will write you. He know what to do. That's being humble. Just humble yourself down. The Bible says if you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, He'll exalt you. Okay? So be willing to take down if necessary. Okay? So we know the counterattack to disobedience is to submit ourselves to the Lord and be willing to obey His commands. Okay? The Bible says, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in His ways, and to keep His commandments, and His statutes, and His judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. That's Deuteronomy 30 and 16. So God was telling His people, if you obey, I'm going to bless you, and He's going to give you the good of the land. Okay, number 6, entanglements. That means to be caught in a web that can stagnate your growth, progress, or development. The Bible says this in Galatians 5 and 1, that we're to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. As God sets you free, stay free.
Yes.
Continue on Don't allow the enemy to bring it back. Don't open up doors that you know you shouldn't open up. Amen. He's called us to liberty. He's called us to freedom, okay? So don't get caught. Don't get in a cart. Don't get caught in a trap. Just be very careful that you stay free. Praise God. Number 7 is fear, okay? And we're just giving you some of the things that the enemy can use against you, but we're going to defeat the enemy through prayer and spiritual warfare. This weapon is used to penetrate our faith. It will hinder our progress in the Lord. I talked just a little bit about fear. And as a child, I had really had a strong fear of death and didn't realize until I got to be an adult and my grandmother passed away. And I began to understand I did have a fear, but I thought I was over it when she died. And I did something I shouldn't have done. I went to her funeral. I said, I ain't afraid of this no more. So my grandmother laid out there. I go up to that corpse and I kissed her on the cheek. Wrong thing to do.
Right.
Don't ever do it.
Right.
I learned the hard way. I went back to Germany and that death spirit followed me. And for about, I don't know if it was 2 years or so, that spirit followed me. And I didn't understand at the time what was going on until one day I was sitting on my couch. I'd have terrible dreams. I'd see her in my sleep, all kinds of craziness. I'm like, what is going on? The Lord got on to me. He said, my daughter was in school. She was 5 years old. And I was sitting on the couch. And the Lord said, ask me a question. He said, where is your daughter? I said, she's at school. He asked me again the same question. I said, she's at school. He said, so she's not here right now, is she? I said, no. He said, but you know where she is. Yes. He said, where's your grandmother? I said, she's in heaven. He asked me again, where's your grandmother? I said, she's in heaven. He said, okay, she's with me now. Yes. He said, when you kissed that body, you connected to a deaf spirit. He said, she is no longer here on earth with you, but you know where she is. And that day, the Lord delivered me from the spirit of fear and death.
Amen.
And I learned from the scripture, because he took me to the scripture where it talks about you don't touch a dead body. Now, that may not mean much to you all, but it meant a whole lot to me because I was wrong. Shouldn't have never done that. But see, I began to learn about deliverance and learn that there's certain things as a child of God you just don't do. And God was trying to deliver me from fear, but I was trying to help him. Come on. You don't have to help God. If you know you got fear right now, because some of y'all feel you right now, you got fear. Ask the Lord to deliver you. It's a spirit. The Lord told me. 2 Timothy, what is it, 1:7? The Lord did not give you the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So when the enemy would come with fear, whether it's fear of death, fear of failure, fear of rejection, whatever it is, fear of your job, whatever that fear is, it's a spirit. And you bind it and you ask God, give me a sound mind, a stable mind, a secure mind, and give me your love. Praise the Lord. So I'm telling you right now, and I had other folks die, I ain't touching them. No, praise God. But I do thank God for, I share that because God had to free me. I wouldn't even be able to be up here right now if he hadn't delivered me from fear. Because I had a fear of people as well. Didn't even know that. Praise God. So fear covers a whole lot of stuff. Phobias. Fear of heights. Some people are, you know, afraid of heights. I was afraid of getting on, what you call those escalators. And I was in the airport and in a hotel, and this escalator was so high up, I couldn't see the bottom. I said, I'm not getting on that. I was afraid. But God said, you're going to get on it and you're going to ride down. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. I'm not afraid anymore, and I thank God because he had to deliver me from fear. Amen. Fear, let me tell you something. Fear will keep you like this. Lock you down. People, there's some people that won't drive. There are women that will not drive, won't get on the highway because of fear. Fear will keep you from your potential. So if you're battling fear right now, stand to your feet. If you're battling fear, all right, look at that. Amen. And you know what that fear is doing? It's keeping you from obeying God. It's keeping you from moving forward. God wants you to move forward, so we're going to pray right now against fear. We're going to bind this fear in the name of Jesus. And the scripture you write down later and read it, Psalm 27, 1 and 6, but pray this. Father,
I thank you
for revealing your word. I ask you
to deliver me
from the spirit of fear,
from
fear of failure,
from
fear of rejection,
from
fear of being talked about,
from
fear of being lied on, and any other fear that I'm dealing with. God, deliver me. In the name of Jesus, I bind the enemy now. And I lose freedom
in my life.
Loose me now, God. Break every chain.
Break
every shackle. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you that he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Give me love.
Give me
power and a sound mind. I thank you, God. I will obey you.
I will
heed your voice. I will do what you told me to do. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. For setting me free. Clap those hands right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father, I thank you that you're going to remove all scales off their eyes, Father God, and even doubt and unbelief in Jesus' name. Remove it right now. Jerry, I just saw, I saw today that the Lord is going to drop those scales. They're scales like Paul had. Can I just pray for you? In the name of stand right there. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you. Remove these scales. It's a film over her eyes. Father God, melt it off of her eyes. In the name of Jesus. This is your wonderful servant. And she has a whole lot more work to do. So God, I thank you for the power of God. The healing virtue of God right now. In Jesus' name. She did it for Paul. Do it for her. In Jesus' name. And we thank you for healing. We thank you for this miracle. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Fear. God is giving you things to do, businesses. Amen. He's put plans in your heart, in your soul, in your mind, but you've been so locked up with fear. You think you're going to fail. What are they going to say about me? Don't care about that. If God has given it to you, he's going to give you the plan. He's going to tell you exactly how to do it. Don't be afraid. Step out and obey God. Obey the Lord. In Jesus' name. Clap your hands one more time as you take your seat. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. It's not easy to be up here in one sense. Because I've been nervous all day. I get nervous all the time. But I think God uses that to keep me humble, to keep me dependent on God. It's not about me. Just because I have this piece of paper in my hand, I'm dependent 100% on God. If God don't give me what to say, I don't care what I got on here, it's not going to be effective. Come on, somebody. So we cannot let the enemy defeat us anymore. Amen. You got to speak to yourself. You are the head and you're not the tail. Hallelujah. When God opens up a door for you, he opens it up wide. And he wants you to run through it. Come on. Yes. Praise God. If I just have to preach to myself, I'll just preach to myself tonight. Come on here. I thank God for Brother Merle. Brother Merle told me, he said, look, you preach. You do what God tells you to do. Don't be afraid.
Amen.
Don't hold back.
Amen.
Let go and let God.
Amen.
I'm not like the rest. You know, I wish, let me, can I do this?
Yes.
I'm not like the rest.
difference. Come on. I'm very quiet. By my nature, I'm very quiet. The Holy Ghost get on. And I often wonder, how can I keep doing like they do it? Because I made you different. Let me tell you something. I have a powerful testimony. My mother had me. She was 6 months pregnant. And nobody knew she was pregnant but her. But she was at working. She was a nurse. And she was at the hospital one night. And she was working with this patient. And he had a mental condition. And he kicked her in the belly. And she went into pain. And she went home. And she was in a lot of pain. She was with my grandmother. She was at her house that night. And my grandmother did not know that my mother was 6 months pregnant. My mother began to have serious pain. And when she thought maybe I better go to the hospital, but she didn't make it. She went to get up to go to the bathroom. And I was born. And my grandmother was like in shock. What in the world? Here is this baby, 1 pound. Glory to God. 1 pound. And everybody was, you know, running around. Didn't nobody know what to do. My uncle, he was half drunk. He came in there and they tell me he went to the kitchen and he got the coffee pot. Said, put her in this. Said, no, we can't put her in that. Long story short, my brother, I think he was 19 years old. He was the only sane person in the house that night. He picked up the phone. And he called the 911 people. And they came and they got my mother and me and took me to the hospital. They said when I read the records, glory to God, that they put me on her belly and took me to the hospital, 1 pound. They got me to the hospital and they put me in an incubator. And the report says a healthy baby. Y'all don't. In 1962, a healthy baby. The only problem was I only weighed 1 pound. Oh, I gotta pray. That's why I'm a fool. I'm a fool for Jesus. You see, I got a right to do what I'm doing. I know where he brought me from. Because the devil wanted to kill me that night. But God knew a prophet was coming down the line. Oh, glory to God. He also knew the other prophets that would follow me. Come on, somebody. You see, God knows your future even before you get here. That's why some of you go through so much hell, amen, all the time, because God knows your destiny. The devil knows just a little bit, but when you get it together, glory to God, 1 pound. And they put me, Jerry, in the incubator and told my mother she's not going to live. Now, let me tell you, my mother had already lost one girl. Few years ago, before me, she was 18 months. So I just don't imagine. Well, I can't imagine what my mother really was going through because she never really told me. The only thing she said was, "You were so small, and I was afraid to touch you for a while." Hallelujah. Long story short, a month after I finally got out of the hospital, I came down with pneumonia. She had to take me back again, and again they said, she won't make it. But my uncle, he told me, he said, I used to come to the hospital. He called me Ann. That's my middle name. He said, Ann, I used to tell him, she going to be a fine girl if she make it. You see, my uncle wasn't saved, but he spoke life. Y'all hear me? He said, she going to be a fine girl if she make it. And he would come by every day. That's going to be a fine, y'all don't hear me. That's going to be a fine girl. I made it. Come on here. Hallelujah. I came in this world fighting. I'm still fighting. And that's what I come to tell you tonight. Don't stop fighting. Don't quit. You stay in the race. When I on fighting.
Amen.
Brother Merle told me, he said, look, now listen, the first time I spoke, he said, look, let me tell you something. Don't hold back. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, okay. All right. Come on, somebody. Sometimes we hold back because we don't know what people are going to think. Come on, somebody. But you know what? Listen, I got the Holy Ghost. You got the Holy Ghost. Come on here. What else do we need? Come on here, somebody. I just brought in a different flavor. Come on. God has a plan for your life. He has a plan for my life, for my grandchildren. I got a 5-year-old little prophet coming up. I got a 14-year-old prophet sitting back there. Now, I'm not trying to just put titles on folk. Let me just say that right there. But the gift of God and the hand of God is on their life. So I can see now why the devil tried to kill me, why he tried to shut my mouth and keep me from preaching. Come on here and try to tell me you can't do it and you ain't gonna make it. Come on here, somebody. But I refuse to believe what the devil says. I believe what God says. And when you know that he's brought you out, glory to God, and delivered you, you got a right to go on and obey God. Come on, somebody. I'm not gonna tell you that it's been easy. I'm going to tell you the way hasn't been hard, but I know God, and I know the Lord will bring you through. He saved me at 4, and actually saved me at 9 years old, glory to God. But he put a love in my heart for him at 4 and 5, when I didn't know the Lord. Come on. And God has a plan for your life. And the reason we come here so we can get recharged, we can get delivered. Amen. Now I'm going back home fired up again. Okay. Amen. Knowing for me, I need to defeat the enemy through prayer and spiritual warfare. So all that fear and all that crazy stuff, it's just got to go. Because let me tell you something. If people going to think something of you, they going to think something of you no matter what you do. You can't change it. Come on here. You can act nice. You can do whatever you need to do to try to fit in. Stop trying to fit in. That's some of our problems. That's why some of us haven't done some of the things that God wanted to do. You're trying to fit in.
Amen.
Just obey God.
Amen.
Love God. Love his people. Come on, somebody. Be willing to walk and bear along with one another. That's what the Bible tells us to do. That we need to love one another. We need to be kind. We need to be sincere. Come on. We need to walk in goodness and mercy. Amen. All of these things help us and help develop us to be the women of God that he wants us to be.
Amen.
So I thank God for bringing me from, amen, that little incubator. Praise God. Amen. Our lives are worth something. Come on, somebody. And you know what? When, especially God, amen, y'all could have been dead tonight.
That's right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could have been dead tonight. It could have been and we would have been, you know, almost ready to sing Nero, my God, to thee. Come on. Amazing grace and all that. Come on here. But no. They're able to wave their hands and praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for life tonight. I thank God for life tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, I lost my nose. I went somewhere. Spirit. Amen. Number 8. Thank you. I just got a little bit more. Y'all bear with me, okay? Amen. Generational curses. Number 8. Is a natural outcome of an act of defiant disobedience and is sin passed down sometimes. Sometimes word curses can pass down and sometimes things that happen in our bloodline can try to travel down and all that stuff. See, when I begin to realize that, you know, open doors even from our parents and all this kind of stuff. The first time I went through deliverance, and I didn't even know this, Jerry. I didn't know that things that my mom and dad did affected me. I had to ask God to forgive me for stuff that I didn't do, but yet I was affected by it. Now, just one spirit I'm going to talk about just briefly. I ain't going deep. That's the spirit of perversion. Well, I was conceived out of wedlock. And my mom and daddy was doing stuff they hadn't been doing. So guess what? Spirit of perversion. Tried to travel down. And that thing followed me. And I didn't know that thing was following me. Come on, this thing follows. We don't know it sometimes. Come on. I wasn't ashamed. I was just there to get delivered. Whatever y'all see, come on, just pray for me. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. But God delivered me from that. Come on. Amen. I got saved, so I don't know about the world and doing those promiscuous things. Thank God he did keep me from that, but still the Spirit was following me. Come on, somebody. Lust is lust.
Amen.
You don't have to commit adultery physically to commit adultery, but you can commit adultery with your eyes. Okay. I know ain't nobody done that. So generational curses and things of this nature have to be destroyed and broken off our lives, okay?
Yes.
The counterattack is to break generational curses in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. All right? And then live a life of obedience. Be determined to obey the Lord completely and without reservation. You see, when you know God has brought you from things and delivered you, you know, you're quick to obey. I'm quick to obey God. When you tell me to do something, I'm going to do it. When he told me to come to Lake Hamilton, I ain't know nothing about Lake Hamilton. He said, go. I thank God. Amen. I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad I'm here. I came because we need to be free.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Been preaching. I preach a lot. I teach a lot. I need maintenance.
Amen.
Okay. Yeah, we need maintenance.
Yes.
Amen. And I teach the team. Y'all got to stay in the attitude of deliverance and freedom. Amen. So when you minister, you go get some strength. You go get delivered. Come on. We don't know it all. Sit down and listen to somebody sometimes. Come on. I never want them to get so puffed up and proud they can't take up notes. And come on here. You don't know that Bible that well. Okay, I ain't going to pick tonight. The pastor of me will come out. Amen. Okay, you know how it is. Some folk come to church. They ain't got no Bible. They ain't got no notes. Come on. Now, Jerry's excuse. Come on. I need to pick. Temporarily. Amen. I heard what you said. Amen. She said she's going to have her Bible. I believe when we come back to the next camp meeting, she have her Bible.
Amen.
Y'all going to believe with us?
Amen.
Amen. Believe with us. Amen. I believe it. She's going to have her Bible and her paper, and she's going to be writing notes. Come on. Let's read them. Praise the Lord. Amen. I email Jerry all the time. She's going to be reading them emails. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Amen. Amen. That's it. Amen. Now listen, don't hold anything back from the Lord. Okay? If he points something out, be open about it. Don't hide it. Don't have no haystack spirit. Haystack, you don't hide where you can't see it. Don't do that. Just bring it all out in the open. Amen. Okay? Be open and honest with him, and in doing this, you allow him to bring complete deliverance in your life. Okay? All right. Number 9, habits. Patterns of behavior that are acquired by frequent repetition of a thought, action, or reaction, and that establishes a disposition of mind, character, or mannerism. We pick up good habits and we pick up bad habits. Some of our good habits, sometimes we got to let them go. We got to check everything in our lives. Some things, you know, we pick up religiously. You know? Some things, you know, from churches we pick up. Okay, I don't mean to pick on churches, so I'm not going to go there. I'm really going to be cool. I'm going to try. But yeah. All right? All right, I'm going to give one little testimony. You know, now I wasn't raised this way, but I would go in churches and do it because they were doing it. But you don't even do that. Just be you. But you know how they do. Thank the Lord, save me, sanctify me, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Pray for me. That's a form. No. Testimony is, I thank God for healing me.
Amen.
Thank God for delivering me. A real testimony. Don't be a form. Don't get in a form. Because sometimes we get these forms of religion and legalism, and then we think that's the way. So when you go in other places and they don't do that, you're looking at them crazy. No, they free. Be free. Amen. Okay. Didn't mean to pick. So some habits can be bad, some habits can be good. Okay. For example, let me give you this one. When you develop a habit of not reading your Bible every day, Oh, that's not good. We need to read the Bible every day. Yeah. And I heard someone say, I believe it was Billy Graham, they asked him a question, if he could do anything over again, what would it be? He said he'd read the Word more. I think Jerry told us that. Someone told us. He said he would read the Bible more. That struck me. I said, Billy Graham? Yeah, he's a godly man. So that let me know, oh, my reading meter was way down there. Come on, I got to raise it up. Don't develop those kind of habits where you're not praying. Don't develop a habit where you only pray once in a while. Pray every day. Read your Bible every day. Develop a devotional time with God every day. Amen. Because when you spend time with God, He'll spend time with you. He longs to wait. He waits on you sometimes. Wait to see if you're going to get in that little chair that you get in the morning or wherever it is, you know, war room or whatever, wherever it is, come on, wherever your prayer room is, don't miss your time with God, okay? Listen, when we develop bad habits, it limits our effectiveness. It can stunt our growth, and it can corrode a good quality of life, okay? It's almost like playing Russian roulette. Don't do that, because you don't know where that red bullet going to hit you. Yeah. Click one too many times, and then disaster can take place. So the counterattack is discipline, self-control, temperance. When the Lord calls me away to fast and pray, I have to turn the phone off. And I have to get more diligent to turn the phone off to say, I can't talk to you today. I'm spending time with God. You see, whenever your time is with God, it don't have to be fasting and praying, but whenever that's your time, don't let anybody come in that space. Give God His time. Number 10, immaturity. This is another way He kind of tries to attack us. The lack of wisdom or emotional development, okay, and I said normally associated with adults, but we as adults should be mature. You know, I'm an adult now, so I can't act like a child. I can't, you know, pout and, you know, oh, woe is me and all that kind of stuff. I got to grow up.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I can't say a child. Amen. Paul said when I was a child, I thought as a child, I did childish things and all of that. But when I became a man, he said, I put away childish things. Amen. So we have to grow up. Okay. We have to speak the truth in love, okay, so that we may grow up in Him, unto Him in all things, okay, which is the head, even Christ. Another thing, desire the sincere milk of the Word, and you may grow. All right, just a few more, and I'm going to pray. Lust, number 11, it's a strong desire of the flesh, desires, appetites, and cravings of the soul. It produces leanness of the soul, so that after it has completed its assignment, it brings forth sin and death. Okay? You can read about that in 1 John 2:16. Okay? That's just one scripture. The counterattack, of course, is to mortify the deeds of the flesh. Refuse to walk in carnality. Okay? Be determined to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and don't make provision for the flesh to fulfill it. And it's lust, okay. Number 12, procrastination. This is a big one. Where you put stuff off. You put stuff off. Mm-hmm. The Lord told you to write a book and you're putting it off. But I'll do it next year. Next year may be too late. He may give it to somebody else. And then you see your title in charisma. Okay. You know, the Lord told me, I wrote a book, it's not here, but The Clashing of the Swords. And the Lord, okay, I'm going to tell you. The Lord gave me the book in 2008. Shame on me. The book did get out, but I'm going to tell you when. 2014. And let me see, wait a minute. Lord, I forget, when did we come here?
A year ago in December.
Right after I left the camp meeting, because I brought the cover and I asked Carla to pray. And I was nervous when I did that. But he gave it to me in 2008. That was way too long. And I had to repent for that. And I said, God, you give me something to do, I'm going to do it. Now, I said that for a reason. Because God has given you things for the body of Christ. It may not be a book. It could just be a word of encouragement. It could be a little note, an email. Because you don't know that person on the other end where they are. That could be a lifeline for them. So, you know, when God tells us something, don't put it off. Stop procrastinating. You won't get anywhere like that. The Lord gave me in the month of January I wrote devotions through the book of Proverbs. And he told me, he said, from that, I want you to put a book together of wisdom from that book, from those devotions. And I have them. And now I'm putting it together. And I'm going to have it out before the end of the year. I'm not going to procrastinate with this one. Come on, somebody. Everything that God tells me to do, dear, when I said about coming down here, I'm going to do it. That was the point of bringing it up. When God speaks, move. Don't tarry. You'll miss your season. What if we hadn't come? I went through a hard trial last year. What if I hadn't been coming down? I would have made it. Yeah. But who knows how long it would have taken me to get through. Amen. But thanks be to God.
Amen.
Who causes us to triumph.
Yes.
In him. And some of you are here. And things are going to change in your life, in your home, in your family. Just because you obey God. And you press through. God is faithful. He's faithful to his word. What he says he'll do, he will do it. I thank God for everything he's doing for me. I thank him for every door. I thank him for every time he gives me a devotion to write. I'm not going to slight God's people by not writing it. I had a fear. I'll be honest with you. What they going to say? Somebody's watching me on Facebook. Who cares? Just obey God. Why are you doing it? That's what the Lord asked me. He said, why are you doing it? I said, well, you told me to, then do it. Don't worry about what people say. Come on, somebody. Just obey God. The word is going out, children. And the Bible says that the gospel got to be preached. And who better to preach it than you all? Come on, somebody. So everybody in here, you have a job to do. Stop procrastinating. Some of you prayer warriors, get on your post and get on the wall and stay on the wall. Covenant to pray for Jerry for the next 21 days. I dare you to covenant to pray for her. All the way. Let's see this miracle all the way through. Amen. Amen. That'll test your faith. Amen. It'll give you some tenacity. And it'll build some consistency in your prayer life. Okay, I ain't going to pick, but covenant to pray for. Amen. Okay. So, the counterattack to procrastination. Be quick to obey when the Lord gives instructions, directions, and commands. Amen. The Lord told us to go on the radio, and we just launched that. And that's a big task. I said, God, why? What in the world? He said, just do it. Just do it. So guess what? I'm doing it. But I'm trusting the Lord to help us, and he will. He's faithful. Mm-hmm. Okay, the last one is sabotage. Sabotage is used to cause malicious destruction to an individual or the cessation of a work, a relationship, or a ministry. In other words, to cause something to cease before it really gets going. Sabotage, and we know the enemy comes to sabotage. And when, who was it, Nehemiah went to rebuild the walls, and I think he had Sanballat and Tobiah to try to prevent him from doing what God told him to do. Praise the Lord. But he said, wait a minute, I'm doing a good work. I'm not coming down. I'm going to stay up on the wall. And we have to be determined to do the same thing. So we ask God to give us strength to strengthen the hands of our work and what he's doing. We ask the Lord to sustain us and to fortify us in prayer. Maintain the hedges and shields around our families and our ministry and all the things. Amen. When you begin to work even the more for God and labor, praise God, you need people to pray for you. You need to have that prayer life for yourself. And then don't come down. Don't quit. Don't stop. Okay? Amen. Praise the Lord. Finally, we must watch and pray in order not to enter into temptation. Our spirit is willing, but our flesh is weak. That's not an excuse to give in to the flesh. Okay? Recognize that flesh is weak, so you got to give over to the spirit. Our prayer lives must be fully developed, and we must spend quality time with the Lord each day in order to learn how to fight effectively. We are in a war, and we cannot fight this fight in the flesh. Okay? We fight it in the spirit. We must learn how to go up in warfare and defeat the enemy. God has given us the tools that we need from the Word. Okay? So I'm encouraging you today to decree and declare the Word of the Lord each and every day. Pray the Word into your situation. Amen? Pray effective prayers and watch God move on your behalf. Stand to your feet in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for your people, God. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for every miracle that's here. We thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, that you give us to triumph in you. I love you and I appreciate you. Touch your people tonight. Strengthen them tonight. Every woman of God, man of God that's here, I want you to strengthen. And, oh God, lift them up. Father God, give us how to defeat the enemy through prayer and spiritual warfare. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you're going to continue to give insight to your people. Give us how to pray your word effectively. Oh God, give us to stay up on the wall and fight for our brothers and sisters. Fight for one another in prayer. Fight for our children, our grandchildren. Fight for our homes on our knees, God. Oh God, give us to stay in the race, Father, and not fall out. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you and I praise you, God, that you are watching over your word and you will perform it, God. You that have begun a good work in us, you will complete it, God, and we thank you for it, God. Hallelujah. We thank you that we triumphed in you. We are victorious in you. Oh God, give us to run and not be weary. Give us to walk and not faint. We thank you right now, Father God, that we're going to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Keep us encouraged and stirred in Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Now, I want to pray for Sister Dottie and anyone else. If you want prayer, just for encouragement or whatever the case may be, we want you to come right now. Just come on. Praise the Lord. I wanted to spend time and pray with you. Praise God. Come on. Hallelujah. And I want to pray for Dottie. Yes, this young lady here. Praise God. She's starting a prayer. Can I hold this mic? Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father God, I thank you for my sister right now. I thank you for what you're doing for her. I thank you, God, that she is the head and she's not the tail. And Father God, I ask you to bless her, Father, the work of what you put in her hands to do, and the women of God that you're calling to prayer, to intercession. I ask you, Lord, that you anoint them, Father. Give them the battle plan for their region. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, give them that battle plan. Give them how to pray. Give them how to walk. Give them to go in that war room, God. Give them strategies, God. Oh God, to pull down strongholds in the name of Jesus. Oh God, to pray, to go in agreement with you and not come out until you do the work. Strengthen them, Father. Encourage every one of them. Give them boldness in the name of Jesus. Let the spirit of intercession fall on this woman of God tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for every burden. The burdens are easy. Your yoke is light. And help her, oh God, that as she stands in the gap and make up the hedge, you do the work. It's all up to you. We're just willing vessels. willing to be used by you. So I thank you for tonight. Strengthen her and touch her in her body right now. In the name of Jesus, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, make her everyone whole. In Jesus' name, I speak life to you right now. I speak life to you right now. I speak wholeness to you right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God. Hallelujah. Build her up in you. Build her up in you, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Help her to war good warfare. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it now. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Thank you, God. Amen. Thank you, Father, for this baby. God's going to encourage you and strengthen you. He has his hand on your life. And I pray that as God revealed himself to you, that you will develop an even closer relationship with him. Hallelujah. In your mom's belly, he laid his hand on you. And God has a plan for your life. He's going to use you as he did Deborah, a warrior. She was a judge. She was a prophetess. She was a woman of God that loved the Lord. And God went in battle with her. Hallelujah. And I hear the Lord saying, he's going to go in the battle with you. And all you have to do is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The things that you've been fighting, God said you ain't going to fight it no more, because he's going to fight it for you. Because he is your victor. Jesus is your victor. And you are an overcomer. Glory to God. Because greater is he that's in you. Glory to God, than he that is in the world. God is for you. And if he's for you, he's more than the world against you. So you be encouraged. Lord, touch her right now. You lay your hand on this precious lamb right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen her. Encourage her. Oh, God. Oh, we bind every spirit of depression and oppression that would try to land on her. It goes and comes, but you're leaving tonight, never to return again. And give her her joy back. Give her her peace back in the name of Jesus. And I speak rest to you. I speak rest to you. And your sleep will be sweet in Jesus' name. Father God, I thank you for sparing these precious sisters' lives. I thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. Touch them right now. And Father, don't let them have any effects from this accident. In the name of Jesus, we bind fear. We bind the trauma from the accident. In Jesus' name, we bind fear right now. We take authority over it in Jesus' name. Bring healing to them right now. You touch them right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God. Lay your hand on them, God, and you see them back home safely in Jesus' name. We thank you for the work that you have for them to do. Bless them. Bring deliverance. Continue to deliver, heal, and set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, and touch her husband. Heal him now. All in his back. Right now. Touch him right now. Get down in those nerves right now. All in those discs right now. In the name of Jesus. And heal him. Heal him, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. be done in the name of Jesus. And you touch Mother right now. You strengthen her and you encourage her, keep her encouraged in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for your word, and we give it up to you. You bring it to pass. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You're precious. You're very precious. Keep seeking the Lord. Don't quit and don't give up, no matter what. Keep on. Keep on seeking deliverance. Everything that's not like God has to go. The more the enemy leaves, the more Jesus needs to come in. Continue to seek the Lord and stay before Him. Praise the Lord. And He will do in you what only He can do. Father, I thank you for this precious sister. I want you to touch her right now. Minister to her in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for all that you have brought her through. We thank you for all the deliverances that you have wrought in her life. We want you to continue the work as you were praising, I think, earlier about fear. I saw chains fall off your ankles. I saw like there were shackles. And your feet were shackled, but the Lord freed you tonight, and he broke those shackles off of you. So God, we thank you for that. You continue the work, God, that you have begun in her. We thank you for victory tonight, and we thank you, oh God, for what you're doing. And God, even when she goes back home, Father God, continue to minister and work even in her home. You know everything that's going on. You know right now. So Father, fix it. She needs a miracle. We ask you to do it. In Jesus, we bind the enemy right now. We shackle him. We muzzle and gag him now. In Jesus' name. And we loose the angels to go. Hallelujah. Cut down everything that needs to be cut down. Plow it up, oh God. Break every stronghold. Destroy it in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you for liberty. We thank you for freedom. In the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Father. Father, I thank you for this sister. I thank you, God. She come a long way, but she pressed away. And Father, I thank you for touching her in her body tonight. I thank you for the word of God. And I ask you, God, to continue the work that you've begun in her in the name of Jesus. Father, you've begun a good work. Now you continue. Father God, destroy everything that should not be in her life in the name of Jesus. And give her an even greater desire for you, a greater hunger for your word. We thank you now. We praise you, God, for liberty in the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Father, for what you're doing for her. Break off every shackle, every weight, oh God, and sin that would beset her, and help her to run her race with patience and endurance. You keep on going. And you keep your faith and set your faith as a flint and be mindful to obey God. Watch God move for you. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.